First Corinthians chapter 10. My brothers and sisters, I want to remind you about what may happen to our ancestors. All of them walk under the protection of a cloud and they pass through the sea. This time, just like them, they get baptized in the cloud and the sea as Moses followers them. All of them eat the same food from heaven. And all of them drink the same drink where God may give them. Because God own rock may deal with them. That rock that may Christ. Still yet, God never pleased with most of them. So it destroyed them and their body may scatter all over the desert. Now all of them things happen so that we could take warning and not fall afoot for we ancestors them. And read with eye and thing where evil like where them do. We not for worship idol like where some of them do. Like where right in the scriptures say.
People may sit down for eat and drink and then turn it into a wild party.
We not for get into loose living like where some of them do. Sake of that, 23,000 of them is dead in a one day. We not for try test Christ like where some of them do. And them is dead for a snake bite. And we not for grumble like where some of them people may do. And make the angel of death for God kill them. All of them things may happen for make we know what will happen to we too. If we do what they do. All of this done right down in the scripture for one way. Because we live in the last days. So, if anyone of us thinks they stand up strong, we better careful that we not fall down. Every kind of test where uno got you, that is same kind of test where the other people got you too. But God faithful, and he no make the time of testing get so bad that uno can't bear it. But when the test come, God will give uno the strength to stand it, and he will show uno a way out of it. So then, my dear friend, uno no fi worship idol at all. And they talk to uno like people where got sense. Uno come make up uno own mind about where they tell uno. When we take communion and bless the cup and drink out of it, with the sharing of the blessing of Christ's blood, and when we broke the bread and eat off of it, with the sharing of the blessing of Christ's body, all of we eat off of the one bread, and that show that we are one body. Now think about the people of Israel then. When they eat the thing they were sacrificed to God, all of them, they take part in the worship of the altar. So that where they try say, the idol and the food were sacrificed to one, they mean anything? No. Where they say that when people will not know God sacrifice to idol, then it's sacrifice to demon, not to God. I don't want to take part in nothing with no demon. You can't drink the wine from a cup where the Lord give and drink from a cup where people don't use for worship demon with. Same way, you can't eat and get part in the Lord table and the table of demon. Where you want though? You don't want to make God jealous? We stronger than God then. Some people say, we free to do anything where we want. No law can stop we. But they're not everything good for build we up. Not only think about our own self, but think about what good for other people too. You know, free to eat anything where they sell the market. Nobody trouble your conscience and ask where the meat come from. Kind of like what the scripture say. This earth and everything where they in it belongs to the Lord. If somebody will not believe in a Jesus, invite you to go eat with them. Go and eat anything where they put front of you. Not trouble your conscience and ask where the food come from. But if somebody tell you, say, they sacrifice that food to idol, you're not to eat it. Because it might be a problem for the one who tell you that. And it might trouble your conscience. And nobody say that if you don't eat the food, it will bother your conscience. But it will trouble the conscience of the one who tell you about it. Now then, somebody might ask, why I fi hold on for my freedom just for ease somebody else's conscience? If I thank God for my food before I eat it, then why anybody should have condemned me just cause I eat it? So everything we uno do, whether I eat or drink or anything else, uno fi do everything in a such a way that God get the glory for it. Uno no fi disrespect the Jews then, nor people where they're not Jew, neither them people where belongs to God church. Uno should do like what I do. In everything where I do, I try to please everybody. I not try to get nothing for myself, but I work to help other people so they could get saved.